Well, it's a big mazel tov, Asiyama Baba Kama. I told Rupeshi that, sadly to say, I do not do the Daf Yomi. It's a chesaron. I should take some time out, and I don't do it. But I figured, he asked me to speak. Don't worry, not 2 hours, I promise you. Don't get nervous. Figured we'll say something on Baba Kama that ties into Adar as well, as we know it's Adar as well. So there's a Gemara not in Baba Kama. We're not having a test. The Gemara is in Tainus. Chav Dal Maral from the bottom of the page, 24a, the last lines. The Gemara says either Rabba or Rava, Girsa, big discussion. And he says that when they had a Tainus, when they had a fast, a famine in the land, so the halacha is you create certain fasts. They take on certain dedications of how they're going to do it. And it said that when they were making the fast, it was not successful. And the famine was continuing. So the Talmidim came to Rava, and they said, you should know that you see you as a chash of a person, but you're trying to do something here and nothing's working. And you should know that in the generation of Yehuda, it always worked. That when he ever made a tainus, the famine would end immediately. So he said, I don't know what to answer you. They put him on the spot. He said, I'll tell you something that I'm bewildered by it as well. Because in Rabbi Yehuda's generation, the rabbi saying in the previous generation when it was all answered, they used to learn Nezikin. Rashi elsewhere says Nezikin, that means Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Not the whole Seder Nezikin. Those three Masechtas specifically. When they would learn those Masechtas, and they would be answered. And us today, we learn all the Masechtas, the Shisha Sidre, we learn Uksin, we learn Taurus, we learn Zoraim, we're not being answered. Now clearly when you learn the Gemara, we're not going to go through it now, the Gemara certainly implies that Rabbi Yehuda's generation, they were learning everything. Because the Gemara quotes a second later, Akash and Uksin that Rabbi Yehuda had. So yeah, of course he was learning everything. It meant that he focused on the Babas. And when you focus on the Babas, he was being answered, and we focus on everything, and we're not being answered. And there's a Sefer Tferes Gashuni, a rare Sefer printed over 200 years ago, and he learns from this thing that when someone learns the Babas, there's a skula, if you can use such a word, there's a skula, a possibility that the tefillahs get answered. And what he was saying was, Rava Rava, that he learns those three and he has the special power. We also learn those three. That's how you read the Gemara the way he's saying it. Because again, the Gemara proves a second later that they were learning other Masechtas. Which means when someone learns the three Babas, going from Baba Kama to Baba Tzia, like the Daf Yomi is doing now, there's a potential power to have the tefillahs answered. It says by Rabbi Yehuda's generation, he wouldn't even have to daven. He'd take off his shoe, and immediately he was answered. And they wonder, what's the pshat? Why was he focused on those three? Obviously for schoolers, but besides for schoolers. Why was he focused on those? So they quote from a Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Lamed. Remember Kama Daf Lamed says, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, who's going to be a chassid? Someone who learns the Zikin. How do you become a chassid? Different explanation of what the word chassid even means. The person of chassid is someone who learns the babas. Explanation is very, many explanations. One is that the Baba Metzia, Babas, Baba Kama starts with the idea of Haftarech Kmoicha. You're focusing on monetary issues between friends and neighbors, and sometimes that creates long-term fights. So if you focus on those, to do it the right way, Halacha L'maisa, to practically know never to have money from someone else's money, that creates an Ahava Ben Achtas L'Kai Yisrael. And that would mean now we're saying that when you're focusing on the Achtas Ben Klai Yisrael together, then what happens is you have a schus now that all your tefillahs become answered. And that when there's a famine in the land, you don't even have to daven that much. As soon as you bend down, take off your shoe, the miracles happen. Obviously now, time of Adar, ready thorns appear to Megillah. We announced it about a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, whatever they do in the morning, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We do about Megillah. And we know that one of the focuses of Purim is, Shalayach Manas, Shalayayu, to make an Achdus among Klai Yisrael. The Kadmoinim bring down that the Kitrug of Haman, of Am Mefuz and Mefurid, means that they were separated. They weren't a nation that was united. And Esther, on the other hand, reversed the decree by saying, Leich Knois Kol Yehudim. Leich Knois, Achdus among Klai Yisrael. So part of the idea of Adar, what we're supposed to focus on, for those of us who are not learning the Daf Yomi, so we can't get the Baba Kama in and Baba Metzia in the correct way, hopefully we still can focus on Achdus among Klai Yisrael, a lot easier, depends who your friends are, but hopefully a lot easier. And I think now, in the time that Klai Yisrael can use it, I think between a Sima of a Bakama going to Baba Metzia, and the time of Klal Yisrael to be Achdus and Purim and all of that. We hope that when we bend down, he just said his foot is not well, but when we bend down to work on our feet, we want to take off our shoes, hopefully by tonight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us all our wishes and miracles for Klal Yisrael, and hopefully we'll celebrate in Yerushalayim the way in a Mukafas Chaim city we'll read the Megillah. Mazel Tov. Thank you.